Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
One person who is fighting fit today is our good friend Janine Cox from Wealth Within. Janine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Happy New Year.
And you too. And welcome back.
Thank you very much. And I'm sorry to hear that you're not well. Did
Janine,
you say man flu?
What are you doing? You're adding fuel to fire.
Man flu or market flu?
No, man flu. Man flu. It's fatal. It can be fatal for men.
It's like a bear with a sore head. Is it today?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty. I'm doing well. I'm actually in here and keeping the show on the road.
Terrific. Somebody's got to do that. And Beth, I'm sure you're doing a good job there keeping him going too.
Oh, of course.
He's doing nothing. What are you talking about?
I know.
Now, what's happening in the markets, Janine?
Okay. Look, the market was down for December. So I think the last time we spoke, it was pulling back and it made a low in December of 4,091 points. But since then, and I did talk to you guys, I think, just prior to New Year's, about how the market actually typically rises in January above that, whatever the range is in that last week of December. I think it's 99 point something percent of every year, the last 20 years, it's made a higher move, which we've seen it do for the last 2 weeks. So the market's up. And today we're seeing it heading into territory around, we're above the 4,200 point mark for the week. And look, you'd be pretty pleased about that, I'm sure. We're now at 4,259.6 points.
See, that's a lot better, isn't it? Mm.
It is, because remember we talked about that 4,100 to 4,200 zone. It's nice to see we're back above that level safely.
Yes, indeed.
Because if we head back below 4,100 points, I think there's a really high chance that we could take out the August low. So we don't want to see that happen in a hurry.
No.
So looking at the market at the moment, I'm expecting the market to continue to rise into next week. We've also got the Chinese New Year coming up as well, which usually puts a bit of buoyancy under the market, and there are some good figures or reasonable figures coming out at the moment, nothing drastic, and bond sales on the international markets over in Europe have been better than expected, so it's steady as she goes.
How is it the Chinese New Year plays a role in keeping the markets up, Janine?
Oh, it's all about spending. You know, people get their wallets out as part of the festive season, just like we do as we come into the new year, and the Chinese do that as well. So that's sort of like a double whammy for the market. And hopefully that helps things on the retail space, because the numbers were okay, but not terrific, as I think was generally expected.
And it's Chinese New Year, 23rd of January? I think.
Yes, you're correct there.
So we'll be looking forward to that, and get out and have a nice Chinese meal on that night.
Well, look, that could be followed also by a cut in interest rates early in February. That's what the market's factoring in. It's not set in stone yet, but that's what's being indicated at this stage, and we could see further cuts this year. That's going to be an interesting thing for investors who have decided to jump out of the market and put their money into cash, because all of a sudden they'll be looking at the interest that they're getting by doing that and thinking, well, you know, when's a good time to get back in the market?
I've just nearly called you something completely different.
Miranda? We're on second to city time now.
Sorry, Janine.
That's okay.
With the interest rates cut, Janine, is that something that will continue sort of throughout the year, maybe into next year, if everything keeps looking good? Is there a chance that sort of things can turn around really, really quickly?
Look, I wouldn't expect it necessarily to continue into 2013. I think that at some point this year there will be a bottom there. I just think that the main issue that people have to think about is, one, as far as the interest rates on your mortgage goes, there is a strong probability that the banks will not follow suit with the RBA and hand over the entire cut. But on the other side of that, if you're putting your money into a term deposit, then you're not going to be getting as much interest on that money. So that's going to affect people who are pensioners, who are supplementing their income from their savings. So what happens is you get a seesaw effect. You get a situation where people really start looking around at what they're earning for their money, and they think, well, okay, what's the is what's the risk really like in the marketplace, and can I start to put my toe back in the water there? So I think that, you know, we're seeing a little bit of buoyancy on the market heading into this period as a result of that as well.
Excellent. Now, Janine, the RBA, when do they sit next? Is it February?
Yes, February. We've got the next meeting. So they have a bit of a break. Like most people across the over the festive season and into January, they don't meet at the start of the year.
Oh, that's good. I got a letter from my bank the other day saying they'd cut my interest rate by 0.25, which I was very impressed with.
Well, you're lucky there, aren't you? You're doing well if you've got... What sort of interest rate are you paying at the moment?
It went from 6.65 to 6.4.
That's very good, actually. I mean, I've been looking around at myself and seeing that there's 6.45 around that area is pretty typical. So if you're paying more than that, then you really want to start looking around at the rate that you're paying on your borrowings. Look, just when we're talking about what's going on in the market, risk and you know, the cost to investing, there's a lot of companies out there at the moment that are paying higher a higher cost of borrowing. And companies like QBE made an announcement this week about a profit downgrade, 40 to 50%.
I saw that. That's amazing.
When you see this higher risk out there on the market, you get situations where companies could end up paying higher interest on their borrowings as a result of whatever announcements that they make. So like QBE, for instance, and, you know, historically it's a huge company, big blue chip stock. A lot of people want to hold this stock in their portfolios because it's seen as a market darling. It's been a top 20 company. But when these sorts of announcements come out, it sort of puts a bit of a dampener across the market as a whole, because people start asking the question, well, if insurance companies, you know, are doing it tough and mining companies are doing it tough and the banks are saying that their margins are going to be squeezed in, you know, for the next 12 months, where do I put my money? And that's, you know, something that's on investors' minds. And just one more thing on that, it also makes investors start to question this whole buy and hold thing with the blue chip stocks, because, you know, buy and hold, we call it the hope and pray method, actually.
Not eat, pray, love.
Hope and pray, because, you know, I mean, even you wouldn't be thinking that a blue chip stock like QBE could fall around 70% of its value, which is what it's done since the GFC's hit, believe it or not. And with this profit downgrade that came the other day, the shares were actually put into a trading halt. And so some investors may have actually been hoping for some good news, given all the doom and gloom that's and the falling share prices. However, that wasn't the case. And look, the share price fell around 20% when it opened from the close as it was on Wednesday. So it fell below the $10 mark, and today it's actually down 4.5%. It did try to rally yesterday into the trade, because you get these short-term profit takers that are trying to make some money intraday. So they try and get it really cheap on the open, trade it up for the day, and then close out their positions. But again, today it's back down another 4.5%. So at the moment, I'm just having a look on my chart here to see what it's trading at. And QBE today, we'll just have to wait till it comes up on the screen. It's $10.84 at the moment.
Wow.
So look, when these sorts of things happen, often there's a point at which things will turn around. So QBE is likely to find support, I think, somewhere between $7.50 and $9. And when it does, there'll be some really good opportunities there for investors to pick it up.
And the dollar at the moment is by about 103 US.
Yeah, look, I did say before Christmas that the $1.02 mark was going to be really important for the Aussie dollar, and it's broken through that level. I mean, it is looking better, I must say. It's giving me, positive reassurance at the moment that we could see a higher move, which is good for importers, but obviously that's going to hit our export market. And medium-term projections for the upside for the Aussie dollar were about $1.16 to $1.22, which I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who don't want to see that happen, although, you know, if it does make a move in the next few months higher still, then I think that becomes a bit more realistic.
Janine, it's Sam here. I'm just wondering if you know what the difference between a Woolworths, like, because I work under the umbrella of Woolworths, what's the difference between a Woolworths credit union in which you can save and saving with a bank?
Okay, look, Woolworths is a big company. I don't know the exact differences. Unfortunately, that's probably not a good question for me to answer. But a credit, historically a credit union versus a bank, you know, you could just picture in your mind that a bank being more solid, particularly the big four Australian banks, you know, they have a massive backing behind them. So to have your money with a bank versus a credit union or a, you know, back in the 80s, I think it was, in the early 90s, there were a lot more credit unions springing up everywhere. You know, even the police force have their own credit union.
Yes, and it's a very good one too, can I just say, Janine? I'm a proud,
that's right, we did
proud
discuss
passionate
that.
And paid up member of the police credit union.
Yes, and look, there's lots of, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with any versus a bank of these credit unions, because in some cases you can get some good benefits by being with them. However, I think traditionally a lot of people would feel much more secure putting their money in into one of the big four banks.
Aren't a lot of the credit unions now government guaranteed like the banks?
Well, I'm not sure if the government guarantee is still covering them.
Okay.
I'm assuming that there would be some protection there, but look, I mean, at the end of the day, if something were to happen, like, and I hope we never see a pyramid scenario happen again, but if people get fearful, if something goes wrong and people get fearful out there, you can create a run where people start drawing the money out. And I think I mentioned to you on a previous show about the whole idea of fractional reserve banking, and I don't know whether Woolworths, how the situation with Woolworths works in a credit union versus a bank, but a bank has to have a minimum percentage of top-tier quality assets to cover the money that it lends out. So therefore, if you can imagine a situation, if they only have to hold 10% in assets and the rest of it they're lending out, if there was fear in the market and everyone wanted to withdraw their money, it wouldn't be there. So if something happens and, you know, the money that's being deposited is in a bad investment, then we can see how the likes of pyramid scenarios can occur.
Yeah, I think back in the 80s, there was a lot of dodgy dealings, wasn't there, with those some of the finance companies that went under?
Mm. Look, I can't see a thing like a Woolworths or a police credit union being in a difficult situation. I think if the police credit union got into trouble, there'd be hell to pay, wouldn't there?
There'd be about 15,000 coppers banging on the door, I tell you.
Yes, so, and I don't think Woolworths are short of money at this point in time. They're doing reasonably well.
Yes. And Janine, something to leave us with this week?
Look, just great start to the new year for everybody, and I would say if you're still on holidays, then continue to enjoy it and don't worry too much about the market at this point. We've got a long way to go.
And is there anything, you know, this time in 12 months, what do you think will look back and be the big thing, Janine? Look into your crystal ball. And,
well, look, I think there are more banks that are going to be in trouble around the world over the coming months. I think that there will be more fire sales of assets, which there are some going on now. So I think it's all about a change of wealth continuing into 2012, and I think things will be much better later this year and in towards 2013. Historically, share prices do improve around that time of the decade.
Oh, well, there you go. So, and if we need to get any advice or help or want to learn how to trade the market, Janine, how can we do that?
Yes, great for New Year's resolutions. Have you got yours?
Yes. Save my money.
Save your money.
Yeah.
And be prepared to invest when the time is right, because it is about timing. So at Wealth Within, you can look us up on www.wealthwithin.com.au. We've got an accredited diploma, advanced diploma in share trading investment, but don't think that just because it's called a diploma that would put a barrier for people who are at different levels of education to do this, because I've helped mentor people of all sorts of diverse backgrounds.
And you've got a diverse background, haven't you, Janine? Because you didn't really start in finance, did you?
No, actually, I started as an engineer, but don't hold that against me.
Oh, no, I was reading that somewhere recently about you, and I went, there you go.
Did you Google her?
No, I think it's on the Wealth Within website or something, and it says, you know, master's or degree in engineering or something with honours or something, Janine, is that right?
Yes, I did. I was an engineer and really enjoyed
anything?
It. Yes, actually, I was involved in a big development out in Altona a long time ago.
Oh, another lifetime.
Fantastic part of my life.
Fantastic. See, the things we just didn't know. We might get you on the way to talk about building designs and things, Janine, and what some good investments that we could buy into.
Yes, and I went a bit crazy because someone introduced me to the share market, and as soon as I saw how that worked, I just thought, well, why didn't I find out about this before? I just couldn't believe that how the market works and how things cycles repeat and how, you know, you can learn how to do this better.
Do you think your engineering background, because being very analytical, being an engineer, helped your, marketing life that you have now?
helped my... Well, look, all I'll say is that it got me interested in the first place, having a scientific mind. However, you don't need to have a scientific mind. And in some cases, I find that, you know, even with myself and with other people that I help educate, that, you know, if you get into these things, you know, too much, people just want to continue to read books after books to learn more and more. And one of the things that Dale Gillam, the chief here, taught me is that, you know, you've just got to stick with a particular area and learn that really well. And that's why I took his advice and just studied what he taught me.
So someone said to me, you can read all the books in the world about swimming, but until you actually jump in the pool, you never know if you're going to be any good at it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
The psychology of the market that'll get you.
Anyway, Janine, we must go away. Thank you very much for coming on today, and we'll speak to you. You or Blake on next week.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300-SHARE-TRADE.